This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils, but it looks like communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion. We lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Governed America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us. Nancy Levan is joining us as well. It is the 21st of December 2013, moving right along toward Christmas Day, and then right after that, the New Year's. New Year, I should say. Many people get on to me for saying New Year's. New Year. Anyway, welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot going on, as always, and the cracks are being formed in this Obamacare situation. The administration now just, well, they weakened the individual mandate. You know, they're doing everything they can to try to get young people to sign up, because it's the young people that are going to have to pay for the old people. And as old people get older and they have more health issues, young people tend to not have health issues. And consequently, if the young people don't volunteer to sign up for this nonsense, well, the whole thing falls apart. And now with all the website troubles and all this, which, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not entirely convinced that a lot of this is just made up. A lot of this is deliberate. I mean, come on, folks. You mean that a federal government the size that this government is can't launch a website? You know, I was listening to Frank Stephan one night on American Voice Radio, and he made a very good point. And what he said was that he says, you know, they ought to consult the people at Travelocity. He says Travelocity makes a good site. He says, and then they have a lot of different companies involved. He says, why don't they get a hold of Travelocity and say, hey, who does your website? But see, folks, the bottom line is this is a mess because it's designed to be a mess. That's my real opinion about it. But
Darren,
anyway,
I got to agree with you. Hi, everybody. This is Nancy Levant. I got to agree with you, and I'll tell you why. He, it's like you said, you got to get all these young people to sign up to pay for all the old ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the young people don't have jobs. Most of the people who have graduated from college in the last, 10 years can't get a job. Now, the government knows this.
Basically, they get to sign up so that they can pay for it. What a privilege, huh? Many young people already have coverage under their parents' plan anyway. And the ones, many of the ones that don't, you know, this is the furthest thing from their minds. It's not even on their radar.
Well, you know, these young people, these college graduates who have gotten themselves into wild debt and who are working in bars and as waiters, there's absolutely no way that they can pay this.
Right. Yeah. And, so, anyway, Obama took a wrecking ball, basically, to part of his own plan, at least temporarily. Hundreds of thousands of people whose health care plans are being canceled because their coverage doesn't meet Obamacare rules will be exempt next year from the U.S. mandate that all Americans carry medical insurance, Bloomberg reported just yesterday. People losing coverage will now be allowed to buy bare-bones catastrophic insurance that the law usually limits to those younger than 30, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said yesterday. So, anyway, we've got that now. Now, the White House is not saying whether anyone will have to pay the Obamacare penalty in 2014. And look at how everything is being framed, Nancy. It's like, will the White House allow this? Will the White House, you know, it's like this guy is it a dictator and he's completely ignoring what's actually in the law, and they're just making it up as they go along.
I read somewhere that since this law was passed, mm-hmm. it's a law, right?
Yeah.
Obama himself has changed this law, Obama, 14 times.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
Well, hey, never let the law get in the way of a good presidency, right? And I put the word good in quotes. Obviously, there is no presidency, ladies and gentlemen, that's good. As a matter of fact, this one here is like the worst in the history of the United States. But that's okay, because, see, the next one, if there is a next one, will be even worse than this one.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't care who gets selected. So, but anyway... Obama had a press conference this past week. National Journal reported that he got a little testy. They say President Obama began his year-end press conference with a corny joke and a statement on the economy and Obamacare. But the mood quickly shifted with the first question. What was this the first year of your presidency? This is kind of like a 90-second summary of how that whole press conference thing went. Listen to this.
When you take this all together, has this been the worst year of your presidency?
I got to tell you, Julie, that's not how I think about it. We have had ups and we have had downs. When it comes to energy, this year is going to be the first year in a very long time where we're producing more oil and natural gas here in this country than we're importing. If you look at, for example, immigration reform, probably the biggest thing that I wanted to get done this year. It passed the Senate with a strong bipartisan vote. There are indications in the House that even though it did not get completed this year, there is a commitment on the part of the Speaker. Right, the healthcare website problems were a source of great frustration. On the other hand, since that time, I now have a couple million people, maybe more, who are going to have health care. When it comes to the right balance on surveillance. These are a series of judgment calls that we're making every single day, because it's not that I don't engage in a lot of self-reflection here. I promise you, I probably beat myself up even worse than you or Ed Henry does on any given day. But I've also got to wake up in the morning and make sure that I do better the next day and that we keep moving forward.
Yeah, we just got to keep moving forward so we can destroy the country. But, you know, I got a little chuckle out of that self-reflection comment. You know, things aren't going so well, but, you know, I just have to look myself in the mirror once in a while and say, you know what, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. It reminds me of that Saturday Night Live skit.
I deserve good things. I am entitled to my share of happiness. I refuse to beat myself up. I am an attractive person. I am fun to be with.
Daily Affirmation with Stuart Smalley. Stuart Smalley is a caring nurturer, a member of several 12-step programs, but not a licensed therapist.
I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Yeah, you know, maybe that's what I need to do every day before the show. Just look myself in the mirror and do my daily affirmation.
Know what? He sounded to me like he was high. I think he smoked one before he did that press conference.
Oh, no. The commander-in-chief would never do that. Come on. Yeah, replace Stuart Smalley with Barack Obama, and then you have the summary of that press conference. It's just remarkable. This is the point at which it's going, folks. But again, I don't think a lot of this catastrophe, all presidents are, ladies and gentlemen, they're lightning rods for the globalist bankers cartel. That's all they are. They're there to take the heat because they're straw men of the New World Order. That's what they are. That's their purpose. And after he's gone, the next scumbag creep will come in and replace him. And it just to keep on going. Destroying this country is a bipartisan effort. So you're supposed to hate Obama. You're supposed to hate Bush before him. You're supposed to hate, you know, down the line.
They're paid to take the blame.
That's right. Lightning rods. That's all they are. Straw men. All right, let's take the break. We'll hit the ground running in the next segment. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4all.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What began as a whisper has now swelled to a chorus that cannot be ignored, that will not be deterred, that will ring out across this land as a hymn that will heal this nation, repair this world, make this time different than all the rest. Yes, we can.
Now and then I think of that election day, November. When you won, I felt so happy I could die. Chugged a fifth, paraded in the street, and I thank God that Palin wasn't Veep. It felt like change, and it's a hope I still remember.
will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek.
You can get addicted to a certain kind of message. Like this is change we can believe in. Yes, we can. But college ended, had to pay my rent. At least you're the first gay president. But the change I got was that I moved in with my mother. Because you won and then you cut me off. Now your speech is never soar as high as unemployment. You took Obamacare so far, but you left me like a dog strapped on Romney's car. Even the shirt that was on my back is owned by China or being arbitraged by Goldman Sachs. Just send in a predator drone, cause now you're not Obama that I used to know. Now you're not Obama that I used to know.
All right, we're back. Yeah, you know, the Democrats, the liberals, they're all really upset because, well, we didn't really know who this guy really was in the first place, okay? So that's point number one. I mean, nobody knew, you know, this who he was concealed from the get-go. But now they're realizing that they're not getting what they want, okay? So Obama's approval ratings are in the toilet, and the Congress's approval ratings are in the toilet. What's going to be the solution, ladies and gentlemen? You know, a changing of the guard? And the guards never change. You know, that's why this two-party system, people need to be wise. You have no party. They're having the party. You get to pay the bill. And you're not invited. One more thing I want to say real quickly. By the way, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. Nancy's been very, very busy posting and just putting up information all the time, every single day. So check out the website at governamerica.com. I want to say one more thing about this Obamacare thing, Nancy. Weekly Standard reports Obamacare is falling apart before our eyes. They say the wrecking ball swung again toward the crumbling Obamacare edifice yesterday. Ironically, it continues to be the Obama administration that is operating the heavy machinery. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius announced in the form of a letter to Democratic senators that Obamacare's individual mandate tax will be waived in 2014 for persons who had their policies canceled in 2013 due to Obamacare. At this point, after months of on-the-fly pronouncements, delays, and exemptions often announced not coincidentally in the days just before a major national holiday, perhaps nothing should surprise us anymore about Obamacare's disastrous rollout. But yesterday's announcement is still startling because of what it says about the state of the president's signature domestic legislation. The law is falling apart before our eyes. No doubt the administration's defenders will argue that this is simply a tactical retreat executed with surgical precision and intended to protect the law from more serious legislative threats in 2014. Better to give a little by executive action now than to invite a possible and impossible to control revolt by Democrats in the Senate later, the thinking goes. And by orchestrating the tactical retreat in conjunction with political allies, the administration is hoping its party will get credit with voters for smoothing the transition to Obamacare. Point is, folks, individual mandate is the main pillar of this law and one of the most oppressive things to come along since the income tax, in my opinion. The point is, folks, if this falls apart, if this whole thing falls apart and goes down, what will be left in the ash heap? And there are many that are speculating that the single payer system is what they're going to quote unquote fix it with. See, that was the goal all along, is the single payer plan.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens. You have anything to add on the Obamacare thing before we move on?
Well, really, it's just that, as I said, he has made 14 changes to his law.
Right.
Technically, every one of those changes is illegal. What is this thing? It's a joke.
Well, it's a nightmare. It can't work. It never could work.
No.
And the point is here is that Congress needs to be able to hold him accountable for taking all of these executive actions. And with a Congress that are a bunch of criminal thugs as well, well, this is why the United States, as we know it, in my opinion, is going to collapse. Because we have a criminal federal government which cannot be controlled except through the states, by the states who created it. And the states are not making many moves. There are some things the states are doing, but it's not enough, and it's not fast enough. Before I talk us out of time here, I want to move on here. We got a number of updates on stories with regard to shooter incidents. You know, of course, the gun control thing is something that's always burning in the back burner and many times gets moved to the front burner with all these mind-controlled assassins going off everywhere like a bunch of ticking time bombs. One of the things that happened back just more recently this year, earlier, what was it, a month or two ago? I lose track of all these different shooting events because there's been so many. I get them confused. But Bloomberg reports on this Paul Ciancia, or C-I-A-N-C-I-A, is how his name is spelled. Gee, you think they're giving you a hint, listeners, about who's really behind this? Anyway, Paul Ciancia, the 23-year-old Californian, suspected of shooting to death a federal security officer at L.A. International Airport last month, was indicted on first-degree murder charges that carry a potential death penalty, the U.S. said. The 11-count grand jury indictment returned, and this was dated December 18th, so it was returned on December 18th, a few days ago, said that Ciancia was charged with murdering Gerardo Hernandez, a Transportation Security Administration officer, during a November 1st shooting spree that wounded two other TSA officers and another person. U.S. Attorney Andre Barati said today, again, December 18th, in an email. The point is, folks, this guy, I'm sure, is a patsy. And every one of these incidents, if you look real closely at them and get to looking at them very closely, generally you find more and more items that don't make sense. We see also this one, the more recent one, the Arapaho High School shooting that happened on the 13th. We find out that they were holding drills nearby. And this is a pattern we've seen over and over again.
Yep.
Lori Price reported, in fact, there's a Peter Kulin unearthed two screenshots of security consultants consulting active shooter response drills in the same location that the event was going on. And then on the same day, no less, of the school shooting in Colorado. Peter noted, on the anniversary of Sandy Hook, they are conducting a lone wolf active shooter drill at the exact same location. All right, I'll tell you what, I got to take the break already. Unbelievable how fast the time is going, but let's hit the ground running again when we come back on Govern America here on RBN.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepublicsouth.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Once again, the website, www.governamerica.com, and on the website you can see the screenshots that we've posted on this Arapaho High School shooting, which happened on the 13th. All you have to do is go to Issues, Black Ops, and it's under there, Arapaho High School shooting, December 13th, 2013. It's in that section. We have a section. We're trying to put sections up as these false flag black ops take place so that we can collect the evidence and store the evidence there for posterity, basically, or for as long as we're able to keep this stuff online anyway. And in that vein, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say, if you have a situation where you find a website that you like, you find a website that you think is of a value to you, then there are programs on the internet where you can download entire websites. I encourage you to do that. Download them. Back them up to disk, because you never know when the information might disappear.
Yep.
As time goes on, I think it's just my belief, anyway, that the internet is going to be increasingly a place which is more tightly regulated, more tightly controlled. Folks, we're killing them. We're absolutely killing them with the information. They're on the run. CNN is going bankrupt. You know, they've got to switch formats now. They're switching away from news. Yeah, much of that is Fox News. But you know what? A lot of it is us, too. We're putting a hurt on them. And we're forcing the controlled media establishments in many respects to cover stories that they ordinarily would leave alone. ABC News, in fact, I got the audio of this, I'll play later on. ABC News is actually reporting some on the Fukushima thing. So, as we go forward and as we progress with the information, we literally twist their arm into the point where they have to actually report on some of this stuff in order to avoid sounding like they're just completely ignoring it, which ordinarily they would if we weren't there. And in that vein, I just want to say Republic Broadcasting is having an end-of-the-year pledge drive. If you can support the network, please do so. They are offering $100. They're not offering $100. They're offering you a free coffee mug. If you can give $100 and a free T-shirt, you can do that on Republic Broadcasting. You can go to, I guess you call during the business hours. 800-724-2719 is the way to get the offer. 1-800-724-2719. And you can do that Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. Or I'm sure if you dropped a check payable to Republic Broadcasting in the mail and told them what it was for, you want that offer, they'll send it to you. The address is 2251 Double, D-O-U-B-L-E, Double Creek Drive, suite number 302. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Once again, Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. So lots going on, and support the network as you're able. And we'll still be here tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day, on down the line, till we get this republic restored. And I do say that. I really believe this is possible. I really believe it's not too late. It's never too late. And, you know, it gets increasingly difficult as time goes by and people don't get active. But got to keep in mind, folks, there's more of us than there are of them. And, hey, I look at, you know, one thing that I look at, Nancy, as a positive sign is the people have had enough, you know, and it's gotten to the point where they've... When the average Joe Schmo six-pack, you know, the average Jerry Springer watcher gets involved and gets upset about certain things, you know, one of the things that come to mind is how Obama wanted to take us, you know, with the neocons to war with Syria. The American people stood up and said, no, we don't think so. And then he backed down. I don't know that this has ever happened, at least not to my recollection, in our history. Where the people have so, I mean, it may have happened at some point, but, you know, the people are better informed today than they used to be. They're better in a position today to steer and govern their country. So there are positive signs. Now, there's a lot of negative news everywhere. The other side is never going to tell you the good jobs that you're doing. They're never going to pat you on the back for you. So we have to encourage each other. But I just want to say, you know, we cover a lot of bad news here. Other hosts on this network cover the bad news, too. That's the reason why is because we have to tell you what's going on.
Yep.
But our purpose isn't to instill fear and hopelessness and despair because there are good things that happen every single day. You just don't hear about them from the controlled media because they're not going to tell you when you do a good job. So anyway, getting back to this active shooter scenario, and these screenshots, once again, are up on the website. This Peter Kuhlin... He's unearthed two screenshots. Security consultants were conducting active shooter drills, active shooter response drills, in the same location of the Colorado shooting. So that was... So anyway, you can see these screenshots on the website at governamerica.com. I will let you peruse that yourself as we move on to other things, because there's other shooting incidents to cover. We remember the Colorado. Remember the guy out in Colorado with orange hair, Nancy? You know, the Joker?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, apparently the judge and the media are being barred from this sanity hearing in the Colorado shooting theater.
They're not allowed to know anything.
That's right. AP reported just yesterday that the public and the news media will be barred from a pretrial hearing in the Colorado theater shooting case that will include testimony from a psychiatrist who evaluated whether defendant James Holmes was insane, the judge ruled Friday. Now, why would they want to bar the public and the media from attending the hearing on his sanity? Unless the guy was mind-controlled.
Yeah.
Why would they want to do that? Why the secrecy? This is something that is being used and has been used and will be used in the future, I'm sure, to try to take away your gun.
They did it in Sandy Hook, too.
Yeah.
They did it in Sandy Hook. We couldn't even see the demolition of the building.
That's right. The crime scene has been destroyed at Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
There have been a number of people... They didn't even want to release the 911 tapes. Supposedly they have now. I don't know. You know, maybe they didn't even release all the 911 tapes. But they have been fighting the people every step of the way to release any kind of information whatsoever.
Yep.
And we also have a, I believe we put this up on the website. There is a very good documentary, by the way, that somebody sent me. It's called Sandy Hook, Creating Reality. A listener sent this to me, and I appreciate you doing that. I thought so much of it that I put it up on the website. Sandy Hook, it's either Creating Reality or Manufacturing Reality. It's up on YouTube if you want to type it in. I highly recommend it. Very good, very well done. They address a lot of information in there, some of which we've talked about here on the broadcast. But they just go and talk about how they've just piece by piece put this whole thing together, and some of the evidence is presented in that documentary. So it's very important for people to realize every single, I don't want to say everyone, a lot of people talk to us, Nancy, about, you know, don't you people ever think some things just happen? I think some things just happen, but you think everything is just a conspiracy and blah, blah, blah. Well, I do believe things just happen. However, I also know that many of the things that are trumped up in our national news media that are pounded over and over and over again for days on end, maybe weeks on end, sometimes months on end, they're being put there for a specific reason.
Yep.
They're being put there for whenever they are pounding an issue, you've got to know, folks, that there is a dialectical argument behind it. And it's being pushed for a specific agenda.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, every time there's a shooting, the media comes on with the gun control stuff.
Absolutely.
Immediately, the politicians start screaming and yelling and pounding their fists.
Without fail. Every single time. And this is the point, folks. Every one of these shootings is a commercial for firearms, not for gun control. Because if honest people in every one of these cases could have dropped these little scum buckets like a sack of potatoes, you know, the victims wouldn't have mounted up. They might have popped off one or two, but it wouldn't get up to number 13. Anyway, we got to take the break here, and we'll come back on the other side. More information as Govern America continues here on RVN.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. Darren Wicks and Nancy Levant here, as we are every Saturday. As we continue, I want to continue talking a little bit about this gun control thing and this mind control, these mind control shooters. You know, it comes out, one of the stories we have up on the website right now is the fact that Tamerlan Saranaev believed he was under federal orders through Majestic Mind Control. Did you see that one, Nancy?
Yes.
Yeah, you posted it, so you should have saw it.
Yeah.
Slain suspected Boston bomber, Boston Marathon, and this, I believe, comes from RT. Slain suspected Boston Marathon bomber Tamerlan Tseraneyev said he heard voices in his head. Now, folks, you remember that we played audio from the parents, I think both parents, on this broadcast when all that was going down. And we talked about how the FBI was tracking these people and harassing these brothers for like something like 5 years prior to this whole incident. Now, you're supposed to believe that these people just, they pulled this thing off and did some kind of whacked out job. And that whole thing was a big a stage show as well.
We covered
on the broadcast about how, you know, they had connections. There's certain people. The uncle had connections, I believe, with the CIA.
Yep.
And there are other people involved in that. We got a whole section up on the website about the Boston bombing thing. If you go to Issues Black Ops, and there's a, under that section, there's Boston Marathon bombing or something like that.
Well, Darren, the guy who shot up the airport, he also was reporting that he was hearing voices in his head. Remember that guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so there's another one, too. And you can say, well, why should we listen to these people? Well, because they're being fingered. And who would be in a better place? And you can say, well, you know, that means they're crazy. Well, listen to what Tseraneyev had said. He said he heard voices in his head and believed in the concept of influencing others by way of majestic mind control, according to a new report. Journalists at the Boston Globe published this week the result of a five-month investigation into the Tseraneyev family, and their report reveals new, never-before-released information about the 26-year-old Chechen boxer, who, along with his brother, Jehar, is accused of orchestrating a terror attack at last April's Boston Marathon race, which killed three and left hundreds injured. Now, if you recall also, in that case, there were drills going on simultaneously with the event.
Yep.
Once again, pattern. Look, if you're going to have a drill, and I've made this point before, if you're going to have a drill, fine, have a drill. But why would you have the drill at the time the event is going on, listeners? And there are people, one of them was a coach from Alabama, who stated very publicly that they announced on loudspeakers, don't worry about the bomb-sniffing dogs because they're just here for the drill. There was a drill going on to provide the cover for the event, and that's the pattern that's happened every single time. So here's another drill going live. Tamerlan Tseraneyev died during a shootout with police days after the event, and his brother is currently awaiting trial in federal court in Massachusetts. With the high-profile terrorist case likely a long way from being settled, little attention is being paid to the story in the months since the dust cleared after the event. Sally Jacobs, David Filipov, and Patricia Wynn of the Globe have spent nearly half a year probing the Tseraneyev's past. And with their latest story, they raise new questions about the brothers, particularly regarding the mental state of the supposed mastermind. Interesting how they talk about supposed mastermind.
Well, the other thing, Darren, and ladies and gentlemen, hear me when I say this. We are so now used to one event after another event after another event. That, you know, once an event passes, it's like, oh, that's done. And we literally almost sit and wait for the next one, and we just forget about all the other ones.
Yeah, we don't have to wait. They keep throwing them at us. It's kind of like, you know that game where you're trying to whack the tennis balls as they're being shot at you one after the other?
Yes.
Well, have like 10 of those machines throwing balls at you, and that's pretty much what we have today.
Yes.
You know, we're constantly being bombarded with story after story, and every single one of them sensational, outrageous, incredible things that are happening every single day to the point where you don't have time to look at the last one in depth. And I think that that's a part of the strategy, Nancy.
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely believe you. And all you got to do, too, is look at the fact now that when, you know, these trials are coming up and the court issues are going down, all of a sudden we're not allowed, the press is being barred. It's real obvious what's going on.
Well, unless you don't have a conspiratorial mind. Turn off the
Government. You taking a look at your country lately?
Well, the people need to turn off the stupid box. Get rid of American Idol or whatever the distraction du jour is on a given day. And you need to really pay attention to what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Forget the reality TV shows. We're living a reality TV show. I mean, what we have here today is reality TV. I mean, literally, they are manufacturing reality for us on a daily basis.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Darren.
Donald Larking, a 67-year-old man who attended in a Boston mosque with the older brother, he told the Globe, quote, he believed, talking about Sereneev, in majestic mind control, which is a way of breaking down a person and creating an alternative personality with which they must coexist, unquote. Larking said that once he befriended the older Sereneev, the two quickly shared their thoughts on conspiracy theories and politics. He felt the U.S. should not get involved in other people's affairs and should stick to its own business. Larking told the paper he did not like the country's involvement in Afghanistan and Iraq at all. Then before too long, Sereneev opened up even more. As the relationship grew closer, Tamerlan confided in Larking his troubling secret about the voice inside his head. Tamerlan told him that he had been hearing the voice for some time and that he had a theory of what might be afflicting him. You can give a signal, a phrase, or a gesture and bring out the alternate personality and make them do things. Tamerlan thought someone might have done that to him, Larking explained. Are you listening to this, folks?
Really?
Others close to the bombing suspect knew about this secret too, but little was seemingly done to treat Tamerlan. He confided to his mother that it felt like two people were inside of him, and Larking said those voices got louder with time. He was torn between those two people, said Larking. He said that several times and did not like it. A family acquaintance told the Globe they'd also believed Sereneev was suffering from some form of schizophrenia, which could have been exacerbated by his frequent marijuana use and the physical toll of boxing. Sereneev's parents did little to get their son treatment, however, blah, blah, blah. The point is, folks, is this goes to further add to what I believe to be evidence that these people, that these shooters are mind-controlled, just like we've been speculating for years. Gosh, we're already up to the break already, top of the hour. We just blew through that first hour. We got a ton more stuff to cover. We will open up the phone lines later on in the broadcast for your phone calls to have you weigh in as well. It's a busy, busy time. You know, I wish the news would take a break for the holiday season. We certainly don't have to go digging too much for stuff to talk about. All right. But at the end of this hour, we'll come back in the next hour. Stay with us. This is Govern America. Don't go away.